The main thing that we're looking to do is continue to scale that. And I'm just here to help support building systems for the clients and ensuring that the people who do work with us in the higher level stuff, the team stuff, building million-dollar leaders, I'm working with in a really, really, really strong capacity to ensure that they and their teams getting the leadership that they need.
Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal.
Hey guys, my name is Chris Morrison. I am going to be releasing a 7-part series on how to create and build a million-dollar team and what it takes to actually do so. This is going to be really important for you guys on how to understand what it is that you're going to need to do to actually create the outcomes you want, the life you want, the million-dollar team who are unbelievably committed to working with you and creating the life that you said that you all wanted to together. This is going to be video number one. You're going to love it. Enjoy it. Hey, if you're an offer owner looking to build a million-dollar team and want to know exactly what it takes, this is going to be a great video for you. If you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Morrison. Run an offer called Predictable Sales. I've been around for about 3 years now, served over just teetering 350 clients in the high-ticket space, helping them fix the two main problems that are holding them back, which is inconsistent sales and team inefficiency that are preventing them from getting up to the million-dollar run rate or actually leading a million-dollar business in the first place as well. And a lot of people reach out and essentially ask me about team stuff. They're always asking me about how we built our team, how we lead our team. And I think the reason, rhyme and rationale behind this is because what I perceive to have been privileged enough to have built is not something that most people get the experience of living within a team that actually fully bought in, are behind the mission, are behind the vision, and treat the business as if it's their own in such a way where it produces unbelievably good results. Teams stay for a long time. Team make great money. The business still makes great profit and money. And we all get to live a life that we actually get to enjoy together while challenging each other and working hard and, you know, essentially realizing the sky's the limit when we have a great team on board at the same time too. And a lot of people have reached out and asked, like, how do you do it? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. So I thought I'd just put together a short video on the main things that, in my opinion, you kind of need to be fully aware of in order for you to actually be able to create a million-dollar team. And my hopes are that this is really helpful to you. And if you want some help doing this, you obviously reach out and say, Chris, I'd like to work with you one-to-one on team stuff, or I'd like to be able to get up to a point where I can do that by joining Predictable Sales at the same time as well. So today, we're going to cover 7 things here. We're going to cover the team I've built and our results that we've produced so far. I'm going to cover the decision to do so, right? That's a pretty big one that I think a lot of people make a huge mistake around. Playbooks and systems thinking, which is the thing that holds everything together. We're going to cover the opportunity and scorecard. We're going to cover onboarding and training. We're going to cover leading and holding to a standard. And we're going to cover culture of winning, ruthlessness, and celebration of team at the same time too. So our team right now, we have a small team of myself. This is Chris. Look at me. I'm very smiley here. We then have, let's go this way first. So we have a client success department, which is currently filled with 2 people. You have Faris and then you have Stephen. So both of these guys are 100% responsible for ensuring that any client that we do have, any of the, I believe it's about 60 active clients right now that we do have, they are fully responsible for making sure that people are actually getting a result, reviewing results, and actually ensuring that there is a really clear pathway for someone to come in, be able to understand what it takes for them to be able to create, you know, the outcomes or the sales, or, you know, get enough calls booked in the calendar or get the team dialed in or whatever it might be. They are there designed to ensure that they are going to get the result that they paid for, and pretty much sitting there like an additional external team member in their pocket, overviewing sales calls and reviewing messenger conversations, reviewing marketing, and making sure that everything is actually working and working within the confines of the actual expectations that you, the client, are coming in hoping to get and actually do end up getting at the same time as well. On the sales side, we then have, right now, we have Kyle, who is closing and doing some partial setting. And then you have Tristan, who is also setting at the same time too. These guys are responsible for production, actually putting in a bunch of dollars in the bank, ensuring that there are calls in the calendar, and making sure that people, just like yourself, are going to get the help that they need, get out of the pain that they're experiencing, not getting enough revenue coming in, not being able to get the team that you want involved at the same time as well. These are the two guys you speak to help actually get you to a stage where you can genuinely create what you want in your business or whatever else it is at the same time too. We also have, in the administration side, an amazing virtual assistant whose name is Mary, who pretty much keeps the glue together across everything that we do and really helps with onboarding clients and payments and all these different things at the same time too, right? The only external things that we have that are on the team is to do with marketing. We currently work with one marketing consultant named Brad, unbelievably strong in helping us create a bunch of offers that are necessarily for, you know, somewhat for cold audiences and some for a bunch of different hooks and angles to be able to bring more people in. Works with me very closely to ensure that we do that. And then we have some external people that we work with through our media buying and everything else as well, Charlie and their team there. So currently, the team that we have, internally, we actually have, I forgot here too. So we have an additional sales coach who works alongside us, who comes in and like does a bunch of sales core reviews and everything else as well for the teams that we work with and for the actual clients that we work with and everything else as well. So we have 6 people, 7 including me on the team right now, who are on the team full-time, except for Jake's part-time, 6 full-time, including me, who are fully responsible for producing, as of last year, it was $1.2 million that we collected last year. And collectively, it's just under about $3 million right now. So I think it's like 2.7 or something. To the effect of that, something that we've accumulated over the past 3 years. Just over 3 years. We just crossed that benchmark as we clicked over into 2024. So what we've done over the past, probably more so the last year, is when I've been focused more so than ever before on team and producing great results through team as opposed to just needing to create things for myself. And it's worked really well. Everyone on the team is making great money. We currently, as of right now, have 2 people making over 10 grand a month, a couple of people who are just about to bridge out at the same time as well. And we are in a position where we can scale with the team that we have on board and be able to bring new team in at the same time too. My day-to-day is spent making sure that all of these guys have everything that they need and making sure that clients are getting the results that they want, then marketing those results through the guidance that we tend to use from either our internal or external marketing team at the same time as well. I am there to support the team, make sure that they have everything they need, lead them by example. So hopping in and coaching clients, hopping in and training people's teams, hopping in and taking sales calls to actually show and lead at the same time as well. And every now and again, actually pretty much it, just they're kind of the main priorities, reviewing numbers, making sure everyone has what they need, and really gluing everything together to make sure that we are promising. So we are delivering on the promise that I said that we would, which is building a team that you love working with and fight toward a mission that everyone is on the same mission of. Everyone loves enjoying, everyone loves the work and everyone loves working together, and you all make great money and you can scale to whatever number you want at the same time as well. So this is kind of structurally what our team looks like right now. This is the amount of money that we made last year. As a consequence of this, very few of the actual clients that got signed up last year were signed up through me. They were done through the sales team, which is really cool. We built a system for that. Most of the actual day-to-day client experience is done via the actual client success team, which is awesome. And the main thing that we're looking to do is continue to scale that. And I'm just here to help support building systems for the clients and ensuring that the people who do work with us in the higher level stuff, the team stuff, building million-dollar leaders, I'm working with in a really, really, really strong capacity to ensure that they and their teams are getting the leadership that they need. And I'm personally coaching them one-to-one to guide them to the next stages they want to get to. And everything else sort of comes within that at the same time too. So that's kind of like the team that I've built and the results that we're getting. And if you're the type of person who thinks like, that's pretty cool, I'd love to have a team that are just as bought in as that and really, 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 really love working with us, to the point where if you go and look at the profiles of our team, they all market, they all share what the experience of working with us is like. They do a bunch of stuff to let people know, here's what we do. We fix bigger problems than just money problems. We fix problems that worldview problems, right? Like marriages breaking down and family units being destroyed, usually connected to two things. Number one is money issues or infidelity, which is a self-worth issue, which a lot of the time comes back to money anyway. We want to fix the conversation at the dinner table where wifey is asking husband, when are things going to turn around like you said that they would, and turning it into a conversation of, oh my God, I never distrusted you for a second. Thank you for providing for the family. And then doing the same for your teams, right? This is the whole purpose of the things that we do here. And we want to make sure that we can actually change the world by, you know, making sure that you make enough money, building great teams, making sure that they make enough money, make sure that everyone is on the same page about the mission that you guys are on, and crush the targets and goals that you guys want, live the lives that you want, and actually enjoy everything that comes in at the same time too. And everyone on our team, if you go look at their profiles, is all marketing towards that. If you're in our group, you'll see that they all love everything to do with the outcomes that we're doing. They all talk about the client results. They'll talk about their process. We're working with us like a badge of honor. And this is one of my, in my opinion, one of my personal biggest successes for myself, is building a team that really does act like that on a daily basis. And it isn't a facade, and people really want to be here, right? It's crazy how many people actually come in and say, fuck man, I'd love to work for you. Honestly, always recruiting. So always reach out. And the idea is that like, if you are that person and you're a good fit, you'll love what we do. But it's like, we want to help build something for you who is watching this right now. We want you to build something that's the exact same for you guys, so people actually want to work for you, because they can see internally, just like your client results, they can see there is evidence of people on your team crushing, right? That alone makes the biggest difference to how much and how far you go, because people really want to see that there is a clear distinction between, oh, if I work for you, there is evidence of me actually creating the life that I want. Similarly to when a client's wanting to work with you and they're questioning or having some form of doubts in any way, shape, and form around, is this going to be the person to help me out? Are they not going to be? Am I going to get fucked over here? Whatever else that it might be, if that makes sense, right? Which brings me into my second point here, which is the decision. Now, this is something I think is really worth talking about, because there is, I think, two types of person that we serve in our offer, right? You've got predictable sales, which is designed to help you create a 50K to 100K per month business and set you up to do so, right? Then you have team stuff, which is where you get to work in a high capacity, where we actually help you bring team in to ensure that you can maintain those numbers and ensure that you continually create the millions of dollars per year that you want, live the life that you want, and make sure you can create the same for your team at the same time as well. And in predictable sales, why I said there's two different types of people is you can get to 50K per month with just you, a account manager, and a VA, right? And there are so many people that we work with who do not want the perceived stress of running a full team of anything more than that. What we do with them in particular is we help them build an inflow of people with our offer linking mechanism, right? If you guys have heard of offer linking TM there, we help them build a true marketing system where you get the privilege of putting a post out that markets to the pain point that you want on the sales call, that your personal market would really understand. And as a consequence of that, people who are your perfect client will typically tend to reach out to you. And you typically, when you do your marketing correctly in the way that we would tend to show you, you know, you do a comment below post or whatever reason, people start lighting the comment section up and say, hey, how do I work with you? Or could you give me the freebie that I just suggested? Which puts you in a conversation where you can, you know, book yourself two or three calls a week and sign a client a week and have no issues, because you have someone else there, like an account manager or a virtual assistant, to help onboard them and look after the client's success of it in some way, shape, and form, where you guys get to work as a small, tiny unit and crush things, right? So like with offer linking, the whole purpose is like massive influx of people who really already want to work with you, build a sales system around it and really think in terms of, okay, cool, this is like lifestyle. We get to live the life that we want. You get to take home 25 grand a month. An account manager gets to take home, you know, 6 to 8 or whatever it is. A virtual assistant gets to take home 2. There's additional profit. You get to pay tax and everyone's really happy, if that makes sense, right? That's what a lot of people should do, in my opinion, right? Because it's a really good lifestyle business and you get to still experience everything that you want. But for the audacious few who want to go to, you know, the 100K per month and well beyond, right? There's a little bit of a difference between the characteristics of someone here and here, right? Because you can do 50K a month, no setter, no closer. What's really interesting, in my opinion, is like the guys who sell you, you know, you've seen all the ads, you know, closer, setter in 7 days or whatever it is, if that makes sense. The really interesting thing about these guys is you can very, 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 very easily go and look back at their past history and how they got to the numbers that they said that they were doing. Every single one that I know of, bar none so far, and I will confidently say I may not have seen all of them. So someone may be in the comment section saying, yo, Chris, this guy didn't, go fuck yourself. And that's totally cool at the same time as well. But for the people that I do know, again, talking about the truth that I do know, every single one of them set and sold all of their calls and all of their clients up until 100K per month or well past that. Some of them up to 250K per month. And what I think is really interesting is that a lot of the time that sets you up for a misconception that you need those things to actually create the business that you want, which is really interesting because it's just not true. Because we have clients right now who, a great example of this is Garrett, who runs an SEO business. They sell some pretty cool packages with that and some website deals at the same time too. They're currently averaging at 50 grand per month, have for the past year. It's just him, an SEO specialist, a virtual assistant, and I'm pretty sure they have an account manager there at the same time as well. And the whole business, they are looking to scale now. They're looking to bridge this gap now. But prior to this, it's totally happening with 50 grand a month, lifestyle business. Pretty sure he was closing deals in Disneyland via DM as well, right? The really cool thing about utilizing something like offer linking is you get the privilege of creating whatever amount of calls and whatever amount of clients that you want. But when the marketing is so good and people have such an affinity towards you, you can actually close in DM, which is really fucking cool. It's not something I tend to recommend for everyone, but it is a privilege that you get once your marketing is fire. Without that, people who say you can close via DM usually didn't tell you that they got there by selling sales calls first, had a huge audience, and actually ended up creating a world where you now believe that you can sell via DM, but you don't have the audience and the leverage and the past client results that they did. So they're setting you on a shitty path there at the same time too. So I think that's worth addressing and mentioning as well, because without that, how do you know you can fit into their actual mold at the same time as well? So you can very easily and consistently build a 50K per month business where all you're doing is marketing, getting people who come to you who already want what you're selling because of the marketing, because with offer linking that we help you utilize, it helps you very, 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 very easily create a world where they come to you already having the pain point that you would want to solve, that your offer solves for them. And they're already saying, how do I work with you? How do we get started? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can work with an account manager. They can look after the actual intricacies of the account. You can lead the account and find out what they need. But the main point guard for them, for that person, for that client of yours is the account manager. And you just get to give the direction and guidance of the account manager and the account to ensure that everything's good. While you get to market, lead the team, like you still get to be with your clients. We have clients that are running events now, really enjoying that side at the same time too. The point I'm trying to get to here is like, you don't have to be fully responsible for the outcome. And the person that you work with that's in the account management role is probably actually better at the skill of it than you. So the really cool thing about that is your clients actually get a better outcome of the actual results they're going to get in the first place. And the really cool thing about that is as a team between yourself and your account manager, you get to lead these clients of yours to the millions of dollars that they probably going to achieve at the same time too. And you don't have to worry about managing setters or sales team, and you still get to take home like 25 grand a month yourself. Fucking awesome, while not having to worry about any of the additional, you know, constant questions or whatever else it is at the same time too, and everything gravy for all people involved because you guys love what you're doing. Then the audacious few who want to go to 100K per month and beyond, right? This is where I think you need to make a decision as to who you want to be, because it does take more work and you do need additional skills in order for you to do this. You need to be able to manage a sales team. You need to, supposing that you want a full sales team too, because you can get to 100 grand a month with probably just a setter as well. You could probably just add a setter in here if you wanted to, and that would probably get you to 100 grand. But if you want to go well past all these, is kind of the energy I'm trying to get at here. You want to go to like the millions and millions, right? You're probably going to want to have a sales team on board. So you're going to have setter, sales team, and then there's going to be leadership. Hope this is helpful. If you guys like it, comment below. Say it was fucking awesome. If you think I'm crazy, comment below. Say the same thing too. If you have some hate, comment below and say the same thing as well. Like, subscribe, all that shit. If you want to work with us and find out how we can help you solve the main problems in your business, reach out and do that at the same time too. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on the other side.